conscience pure, it's and holy for his sake. May the Lord keep our intentions pure, it's and holy for his sake.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله. Once again, we're back with the program, Core of Action. In this program, we explore the significance of good intention preceding our deeds. In the previous episode, we learned about the good intentions before performing wudu. In today's episode, we'll explore what good intentions can be made before going to the masjid. But first, we're going to listen to the excellence of reciting durood upon the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O people, indeed, the one who will quickly get salvation from the terrors and the accountability on Judgment Day will be the one among you who recites durood upon me in abundance in the world. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is not only a means of attaining blessings in the world, but also a source of salvation and calmness in the grave and the hereafter. There are numerous virtues of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith. Among them, one virtue which is stated here is that on Judgment Day, when the world will be in chaos and everyone will be distressed, the way to quickly find relief from those difficulties is to recite durood upon the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in abundance. My dear viewers, you should also intend to add the recitation of durood to your daily routine. May Allah Almighty enable us to recite durood in abundance. Ameen bijahin nabiyin kareem sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Dear viewers, a masjid holds a prestigious and sacred status among the esteemed places on earth. It is a place designated as the house of Allah Almighty. Going to it, sitting in it, and walking towards it are all sources of reward. Muslims are fortunate that they turn towards the masjid for congregational prayer 5 times a day. Masajid are beloved to Allah Almighty. My dear viewers, going to the masjid to pray helps in enlivening the masjid. And about the people who enliven masajid, Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran.
إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. And the masajids of Allah are only inhabited by those who believe in Allah and the last day, and establish the prayer, and give zakat, and fear none except Allah. So soon these people will be among the rightly guided. These verse indicates that Muslims deserve to maintain masajid. Maintaining the masajid includes tasks such as sweeping, cleaning, lighting, and protecting them from worldly matters and things for which they are not built. Masajid are built for worship and remembrance, and the lessons of knowledge are also included in remembrance. Dear viewers, there are several ahadiths that encourage going to the masjid and also mention its virtues. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. Meaning, among all the places of habitation, masajid are the dearest to Allah Almighty, while markets are regarded as the least favorable. The benefits of enlivening and visiting the masjid are truly significant. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من غضى إلى المسجد أو راح أعد الله له في الجنة نزلا كلما غدا أو راح. Meaning, when a person goes to the masjid in the morning and evening, no matter how many times he goes, Allah Almighty will prepare a feast for him in paradise for each time he goes to the masjid. My dear viewers, from this Quranic verse and ahadith, it becomes evident that going to the masajid, praying there and enlivening them will earn immense rewards in the hereafter. We should also intend to contribute to the prosperity of masajid. If we enliven the house of Allah, inshallah, Allah Almighty will also make our home prosper. May Allah Almighty bless our hearts with love for masajid and enable us to visit them again and again. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, let's talk about the intentions of going to the masjid. Let's listen to the intentions of going to the masjid and also make an intention to include them in our daily routine. Make the intention that you're going for salah. It is mentioned in a hadith that Amir al-Mu'mineen says in Uthman radiallahu anhu states, whoever performs wudu perfectly, goes for the obligatory prayer and offers it congregationally, his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. The one who heads towards the masjid for salah and offers it congregationally is promised forgiveness for his sins. Whenever you go to the masjid, make the intention beforehand that you will be present in the masjid for salah. Make the intention that you're responding to the call to prayer, meaning adhan. Dear viewers, remember, when the muazzin calls the adhan, he's calling people towards the court of Allah Almighty. For example, the muazzin calls, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, come towards prayer, come towards salvation. When the adhan is called, it is obligatory to respond accordingly, meaning to repeat what the muazzin says. This is a sunnah. For detailed information, you can refer to the booklet, Blessings of Adhan, written by Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Sheikh Ilyas Qadiri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. It is recommended to read this book at least once, as it provides easy to understand explanations of the ruling regarding azan. The response to the azan is that when he calls towards salah, one should accept this call and proceed towards salah, making the intention that I'm responding to this invitation by going for salah. Sometimes, even after the adhan, some people engage themselves in their task instead of going towards salah. One should avoid this. One should hasten towards this act of salvation as soon as the adhan is heard. While going to the masjid, also make the intention to say salam to any Muslim you meet on the way and respond to anyone who says salam to you. My dear viewers, it is sunnah to say salam to a Muslim. Try to initiate salam when approaching any Muslim, as the one who initiates salam is free from arrogance. As my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the one who initiates salam is free from arrogance. The one who initiates salam receives 90 mercies, and the one who responds receives 10 mercies. Therefore, when heading towards the masjid, also make the intention to say salam to Muslims. The benefit of the intention is that even if you don't meet anyone on the way, in return for the intention, you'll get the reward by the mercy of Allah Almighty. Make the intention that if you meet a Muslim on the way, you will invite him to offer salah. When leaving for the masjid, make the intention that if possible, you will invite at least one Muslim to offer salah while on your way. Salah is a good deed, and there's a reward for inviting others to it. Furthermore, it benefits the other Muslims too, because if they decide to offer salah due to our invitation, they will also reap the rewards in the hereafter. Inviting people towards goodness is a distinguishing trait of this ummah, as mentioned in the Holy Quran. There are numerous virtues narrated in the ahadith about the invitation towards goodness. Remember, the invitation towards righteousness is a great responsibility bestowed upon us by Allah Almighty, just as it was given to the Prophets alayhim as-salam. When Allah Almighty sealed the door of prophethood after sending his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he elevated the ummah of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam due to this position and declared them the best of the nation due to this great quality. Therefore, every Muslim should strive to invite people towards goodness to the best of their ability. It is stated in a hadith that someone asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is the best amongst people? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who fears his Lord the most maintains ties with the relatives the most, and enjoins good and forbids evil the most, is the best. Therefore, while heading towards the masjid, if you see any friends or acquaintances, invite them to join you for salah. Perhaps through the blessing of our invitation to goodness, someone might be inspired to perform salah, and we too will get a share in the reward. Make the intention, I will follow the sunnah by entering the masjid with my right foot first and exiting with my left foot first. My dear viewers, it is recommended to use the right hand when engaging in good deeds. Likewise, it is preferable to enter place of virtue such as a masajid, the shrine of pious saints, or one's own home with the right foot first. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam preferred the right hand for eating, giving, and receiving. It is commendable to use the right hand for such actions. Let's listen to the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam about the importance of the right side. Each of you should eat with your right hand, drink with your right hand, take with your right hand, and give with your right hand. This is because Satan eats, drinks, takes, and gives with the left hand. The great Muhaddis of Pakistan, Maulana Sardar Ahmad Qadri Chishti rahmatullahi alayhi, states, when giving and receiving something, always use your right hand. Make this habit so deep-rooted that on Judgment Day, when your book of deed is handed to you, you naturally extend your right hand. This practice will ensure your success. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would prefer to begin every task, such as putting on shoes, combing his hair, performing wudu, and bathing, starting from the right side. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam took something, he would do so with his right hand. When he would give something, he would give it with his right hand as well. The significance of the right hand and the right side is not only emphasized in sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, but is also demonstrated through his blessed practice. When you visit a masjid, make the intention of nafil i'tikaf as well. Simply say, I intend to observe the sunnah of i'tikaf, or nawaitu sunnat al-i'tikaf. This way, for the duration of your stay in the masjid, you will receive the reward of i'tikaf. This means you will earn the good deeds without necessarily performing specific actions. While you're in the masjid, you're essentially in the court of Allah Almighty, and your dedication is rewarded accordingly. Similarly, also make the intention, I will clean the masjid. My dear viewers, typically, caretakers are employed to maintain the cleanliness of masjid, and they fulfill this duty diligently. However, whenever you have the opportunity, clean the masjid with the intention of earning a reward. If you notice dust in the masjid, make it a habit to remove it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would express happiness towards those who cleaned the masjid and removed any undesirable items from it. My dear viewers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam also emphasized the importance of keeping masajid clean. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu anha reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam instructed to construct masajid in neighborhood and maintain their cleanliness and fragrance. My dear viewers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to keep masajid clean and fragrant, and he himself appreciated this practice. Understanding that cleaning a masjid pleases the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is important for us to maintain the cleanliness of the house of Allah Almighty. By doing so, we can surely attain its blessings. Therefore, try to keep masajid clean and fragrant, as this creates a pleasant environment for Muslims to worship Allah Almighty. Similarly, make the intention, I will reach the masjid and offer salah congregationally. My dear viewers, offering salah congregationally is extremely important, and it is wajib. Unfortunately, nowadays Muslims show extreme laziness in this matter. Instead of joining the congregational salah, they prefer to pray individually. However, making this a habit is sinful. Ahadith do not only emphasize the virtues of offering salah congregationally, but also condemn the act of missing congregational salah. Even if you intend to join the congregational salah, but are unable to do so when leaving for the masjid, you will still be rewarded for your intention. Therefore, always intend to join the congregational salah when leaving your house. Now, in the light of ahadith, let's listen to the excellence and importance of congregational salah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, when a person offers salah congregationally and then prays to Allah Almighty to fulfill his needs, Allah Almighty refrains from letting the worshipper leave before his request is granted. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, if a person who misses the congregational salah knew the rewards awaiting him, he would make every effort to reach the masjid, even if he had to struggle along the way. The final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, the one who consistently joins the congregation for salah and begins with the takbir-e-ula for 40 days, seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty, earns two kinds of liberation, freedom from the hellfire and liberation from hypocrisy. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, if someone offers Isha Salah congregationally, it's similar to standing in worship for half the night. Likewise, offering Fajr Salah congregationally is equivalent to standing in worship for the entire night. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu states, I've heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam saying, if there are even three people in a village or settlement and they do not offer salah congregationally, Satan is imposed on them. Hence, adhere to congregational salah. A wolf always eats only the sheep which remains away from the herd. From these ahadith, we learned about the great honors bestowed upon those who perform salah with congregation, and likewise, the condemnation for those who miss the congregational salah. May Allah Almighty enable us to punctually offer salah with congregation and make good intentions before every good deed. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake. May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake.